Congressman Hale Box, 92.
Hello.
Ready, sir.
Hello.
President?
Yes, sir.
It's Hale.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Fine.
Tell me you had a hell of a press conference.
I'm watching it on TV.
Say, I'm sitting here with Lou Dexman. And we've had a day here today. Something's come up tonight. Just apologize like hell for bothering you, Bob, but I don't know what else to do. Wright Patman's going stark raving crazy by subpoenaing the Federal Reserve Board and the minutes of the Federal Reserve meeting over here, and he's got the Bank and Currency Committee in uproar. And we got Ida coming up next week. We got the votes to pass it. We got a good Democratic vote. We got about 40 or 50 Republican votes. But they're all going to explode if this comes to pass. The Speaker doesn't understand what's involved in this thing. And somebody just got to talk to Wright Patman, tell him don't fool around with this business. We had it last year on the Joint Economic Committee. Patman was not chairman of the Bank and Currency Committee. I'm on that Joint Economic Committee with these other people. And we wouldn't let him do this. He was chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. And now he's trying to do it through the Bank and Currency Committee. If he does it, it can have all kinds of impact on the fiscal policy of the government.
Why don't you and McCormick and Albert go talk to him?
We did. He told us to go to hell. In effect.
Well, you just let him go on and spin him. I don't imagine they'll give him to him anyway.
I don't know. I think maybe that the very fact that he's trying to do it, if it gets out in the press, could have a bad effect.
It's out in the press. Hell, they've read it. Everybody's been talking about it for a week. It's in the press. Good.
God, he'd listen to you.
No, he won't. No. No, I'm the last man in the world to talk to. No, but I'll talk to the Federal Reserve about it. My guess is they won't turn it over to him. They'll have extra. I don't imagine they will, but I'll check with them.
Okay.
I-